Exclusive, Representative Jim Banks introduces bill to protect parents opposing gender transitions for children. By Bradley J. on November 7, 2023. Parents wishing to protect their children from gender reassignment surgery and transgender ideology will have backup if a bill introduced in the House by Representative Jim Banks, RN, becomes law. The Guaranteeing Unalienable and Anatomical Rights for Dependents, GARD, Act would disqualify a state from federal funds if it discriminates against parents or guardians who oppose affirming a child's claims of having a gender identity different from his or her biological sex. The legislation is a companion to Senator Tom Cotton's, RR, bill by the same name. When I first got to Congress 7 years ago, I never would have imagined we would need legislation like this in America, said Banks. But I will not sit idly by as children across the country are removed from safe and loving homes because their parents refuse to go along with the left's radical gender ideology. If states want to force parents to allow sex changes on young children, they're not going to do it with Hoosiers' tax dollars. States and courts around the country are requiring parents and guardians to affirm transgender ideology. Banks and his co-sponsors believe parents who wish to raise their children according to their biological sex should be able to do so without fearing that they will be taken away. Specifically, the GARD Act would make state governments ineligible for Child Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act, CAPTA, funds if the state chooses to discriminate against parents or guardians who oppose medical treatment of any kind, clothing changes, or social changes related to their child's preferred gender identity. The legislation would ensure that child protective services across the country adhere to their true mandate of CAPTA and prevent further discrimination against parents. Liberal states and school districts across the nation have been making news of forcing transgender ideology on students and denying parental rights. In September, a California judge granted the state government's request for a temporary restraining order against the Chino Valley Unified School District's new policy requiring parents to be notified if a child wishes to become transgender. Recently, dozens of students in Loudoun County, Virginia, walked out of class Wednesday to protest the school district's transgender policies, as they are uncomfortable with being forced to use facilities with the opposite sex. Loudoun County Public Schools has been making headlines due to the far-left school board's rules, originally introduced in 2021. As Breitbart News covered in January 2022, a skirt-wearing 15-year-old male student was found guilty of sexual assaults against two female students, including an instance where he forcibly sodomized a classmate in the girls' restroom at Stonebridge High School. Representative Mary Miller, REL, is the lead co-sponsor of the GARD Act. Reps. Harriet Hageman, RY, Alex Mooney, RWV, and Doug LaMalfa, RCA, have also co-sponsored the legislation. Follow Bradley J on Twitter at @BradleyAJ.